Hare Krishna. I have a question here from a G.Care. And he's saying, I wonder if Sri Ram Swami will be making any comments on the Indian rape case. It is such a huge news item and totally relevant, is connected to India. I have been very surprised that no comment or podcast has been quoted. Many women in ISKCON must be thinking of this case. Hare Krishna. I assume that devotees know what Mr. Care is talking about. Just briefly, if you don't, a couple got on a bus in New Delhi, and the girl was gang raped by six men. The man beaten, both of them thrown off the moving bus. She subsequently left her body, and he's still in a wheelchair from the injuries that he sustained. It had made phenomenal headlines, protests in Delhi, as a result of which this case is already in the courts and is probably receiving much, much, much more attention than it normally would, and probably will be dealt with in a much more judicious way than it normally would. I haven't commented on it when the event first happened. I posted on the articles a letter by Govinda Maharaj. However, I'll say a few words, although I won't really be just commenting on that one issue, because I wasn't really surprised that that was taking place. In fact, I know that similar things have been taking place, are taking place, and will continue to take place in India and all over the world. People, men abusing the physically weaker stature of women, and in most places the weaker social status of women, in order to fulfill their sense gratification. It's going on. That same type of rape, abuse, etc., is going on in India. It's going on in South Africa. It's going on in Africa. It's something that one can constantly see in the newspapers. It's advertised almost, or it's presented, excuse me, as of epidemic proportions. Very often connected with war and with the wars that take place, that one ethnic group dishonors another by systematically raping their women. But then, what's new? That's been going on since time immemorial. Look at history book. And if you look, then you'll see what do one sort of warring faction or victorious faction do to another? They pillage and rape. It's been going on everywhere, all over the world, and unfortunately, it will most likely continue to go on. Rape of all different types is reported in Europe, in America. It takes place in the White House. The abuse of women is one of the shames that comes upon men as a species. Abusing the weaker sex, abusing, in the case of India, scriptural statements where women are given different roles, unlike in the Western world, where women are promoted to have all equal status in every way, and I'm not at all promoting that. In fact, I'm not in favor of that. But nonetheless, we see that the fact that because women are in a different social role, therefore that difference in their social roles is being abused. It's not just something in Vedic culture, but it's found in most, or at least many, if not most, other cultures. So here we have a phenomenon that's worldwide, and that it's happening in India. Yeah, but in India there is the systematic killing of female fetuses. Why? Because women have to be accompanied by a dowry when they're married, and people don't want to pay dowry. What a disgraceful thing. What a horrible thing. And yet it's going on. And although it's illegal, still in many places it goes on. And what about honor killings? It takes place in England. Just because a girl runs off and marries the boy of her choice rather than someone who is selected by the family, and especially may marry someone of another caste or another race, then they kill her. And it's happening in Afghanistan, and it's happening all over the world. And we're talking about women, but what about children? What about child abuse? From the Catholic Church to Krishna consciousness movement, it happens in so many places and so many ways, to the holy places and the holy cities that we visit when we go to Vrindavan, where families live at such close quarters. Yes, it's a documented fact that in fact, I've even seen official figures as high as 80% of child abuse rates. It's embarrassing. And what about the cow mother who is being abused and slaughtered all over the world, and in India, which becomes the third largest exporter of cow meat, the largest exporter of leather products, and the exploitation of our Earth Mother, the Earth itself, especially in India, where everyone considers that the Earth is simply a garbage dump, and it's meant for exploitation. They just throw garbage everywhere. If you've been to India, you know what I'm talking about. You just take whatever you want, but don't worry about putting anything back. And such is the case in the rest of the world. Although, of course, they talk about ecological lifestyle and sustainability, but nonetheless, they're raping the earth to have sustainable growth for the whole globe on an equal level is an impossibility. It doesn't exist. So am I surprised that this took place in India? No, I'm not surprised that it took place. This case took place in New Delhi. And with all the other atrocities that are taking place around the world that are perpetrated by men and women, but against women by men, we should expect that it will continue to increase unless somehow or another people's thinking changes, unless they learn self-control, unless they learn self-discipline, unless they learn values, values that are based on respecting, respecting other species, respecting other genders, respecting your old children, respecting the world that we live in, instead of this atmosphere of greed and lust and exploitation, which is characteristic of Kali Yuga. So as long as that continues, then you can have as many court cases as you want, but court cases are ultimately going to simply deal with the outcome of a certain type of consciousness and behavior that's characteristic of the world, and now it's characteristic of India. No doubt, women in ISKCON are concerned by what's happening there, but they already have lots of experience about the type of maltreatment that they've experienced here in ISKCON itself. Fortunately, ISKCON also doesn't have a spotless record of giving proper protection and shelter to women and ensuring that they're not exploited socially, physically, and so on. And that's due to our lack of Krishna consciousness. And so hopefully as we become more Krishna conscious, we'll also learn how to respect women more and children more and cows more, each other more, and also we'll become less consumers and exploiters of the world that we live in. I don't know whether this answered Mr. Kerr's question, but that was the thoughts in my mind, at least some of them, in regards to this horrible incident. Hare Krishna.